BBC. Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you, Greg, and thank you, Sarah Cox, for last week. Much obliged. And this is Scott Mills, back on Radio 1. How are you? How's it been the last week? Oh, hi, Becky.
Hello.
Okay.
Yes, we missed you.
Thank you, I missed you. Only a week, but feels like I might have forgotten how to do it.
You'll be alright. All right. You've got a lush tan.
I think I've now got one of those tans that you get when you're like 70. You know, where it never actually really goes.
Mm.
Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, it's like, called permatan.
Everlasting. Yeah. I'm cool with that.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
I managed to get 40 minutes into Arabic Pop Idol without having any clue what was going on before I had to switch off.
40 minutes?
Yeah.
Well, don't all those shows have the same kind of format anyway? You must have known, like,
yeah,
when the doors opened and it was like...
Yeah, well, I knew what the show was, but clearly, I mean, I obviously could hear the singing. I wanted to know what they were singing about. None of the songs I recognised, but the judges do get lush seats. You know, like, our ones have got, like, quite hard chairs.
Yeah.
They've got, like, big loungy sofa ones for the four judges.
Like Lloyd Webber had in Joseph ones.
Yeah, like big thrones. Also, do you remember a couple of years ago, Heat magazine printed a picture of an Arabic singer that looked a lot like Chris Moyles?
Yes.
I was in Dubai last week, and I was in a music store, and I have got his new CD.
Is he still on?
He's still on. He's still rocking the Middle East. His name is Hussein Al-Jassimi, and this is his music. I bought this for you.
Is it a parody album?
It's not a parody album, I don't think.
Oh.
I think it's all original material. But as you can hear, it's got a real, like, Middle East vibe to it. This guy is hugely popular in Saudi Arabia, UAE.
It's Never Gonna Snow?
No. Well, I don't know, actually. I've not checked the whole album yet. Anyway, the reason I mostly bought this is for the cover of the CD, which I think we are now putting on the Radio 1 website. Let's put it on my Facebook as well. If you search Scott Mills on Facebook, how much does this guy look like Chris Moyles, particularly in this photo? Is Chris Moyles, like, smirking a bit? Same hat. And some camouflage gear that wouldn't be out of place on Chris Moyles either. Have a look.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
That was Rizzle Kicks and Mama Do the Hump. And I don't actually know what the hump is, but I don't think I want my mum to do it. But I'm sure the hump will eventually go, you know, and be up there with all the great dances of our time, like the Cha-Cha Slide. And the U-turn, made famous, of course, by Usher. That one didn't really catch on, did it? That was Rizzle Kicks and Mama Do the Hump. Any idea what the hump might be? Have you looked it up at all?
Yes.
Okay.
And
not advisable?
I wouldn't do it with my mum, no.
Okay. That was Rizzle Kicks, Record of the Week. They're doing a tour with Professor Green in December as well. Now, I'm on telly tonight.
Are you?
I'm on the brilliant BBC Three show, Mongrels, again. Do you remember before, in the last series, where I got owned by a fox? Like, the fox was just repeatedly bashing my head against the desk?
Yeah, I like that episode. Yeah.
I watch that back sometimes.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. It's just funny. It's just me. Jumping. Tonight's scene that I'm in involves me, some wine, and a monkey. And Marion... off of Mongrels, that's right. Actual Marion from the show, if you watch it, you know who I'm talking about. We'll be in for a little chat.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, I've now seen a clip of JLS and Rizzle Kicks doing the hump. I'm really very across it. You have to rotate your arms in front of you in a circular movement with your hips following in the same way. Give it a blast, sure you'll enjoy it. Ryan Leeds. I'm all right, thanks. Now, I may have been away on holiday, yeah? But let me tell you, I have been keeping a very close eye on this film that I'm making.
And how did you do that?
By...
Because you didn't speak to me about it.
By telling the one that doesn't speak what I wanted. And he has been more than happy to oblige.
As always.
If you have not heard about my film, which I have been keeping a close watch on, in May, around the big weekend, I got you all to film what you were doing that weekend. So... it's a bit like that film Life in a Day, you know, but with huge stars in it, like Gaga and Foo Fighters and Jessie J and Olly Murs. So loads of bands who were at the big weekend filmed themselves doing stuff. Loads of people who were at the big weekend filmed themselves as well and filmed the bands that were on and what they were watching. And also we've got some lovely stories from people who weren't at the big weekend but were just doing other stuff on that weekend of the 14th and 15th of May. And we're putting it all together into this Radio 1 movie, which I have seen today, most of, and it's pretty darn good, I have to say. Really impressed.
Even if you do say so yourself.
Yeah, well done, one that doesn't speak. See, in my absence, I can trust him, you know?
I like the way you finally admitted that it's been mostly his work.
Well, anyway, it premieres next, premieres next Wednesday, and we are going back to Carlisle to do the premiere of our Radio 1 movie. Who wants to see a teaser of the movie?
Yes, please.
Would you like that?
Yes.
Just made this for you? Well, one that doesn't speak.
Just admit it.
Made it for you. And actually, Becky, I'd like you to watch it now.
Okay.
And just say what you see.
Okay.
And this will be on the Scott Mills Facebook very soon, so you can all have a look. Oh.
Okay.
It sounds like Sid Ross.
It's a man in a sidecar with a dog.
Yeah. Your favourite.
Filmed by Scott Mills.
Yeah.
Yes, man and dog inside car.
Yeah.
The inspiring true story, it says.
Yeah.
He's a big, I don't know what sort of, he looks like Beethoven, I don't know what sort of dog that is.
Lot of drool.
It's a story of music, of love, and a dog in a sidecar.
I knew you'd love it.
He's brilliant, he's loving it.
Uh-huh. What's happening now?
They're just driving along on a big straight road in the countryside.
Yeah.
His little cheeks are flapping in the wind.
It's cute, isn't it?
He's my favourite.
Yeah.
He's got goggles on.
That's a dog called Harley.
To protect his eyes.
Yeah.
The Radio 1 movie is going into the distance.
Yeah.
Premieres next Wednesday, December the 7th. At 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's got the web address.
Yeah.
I wanted another close-up of the dog's face.
Now, admittedly, none of the stars of the big weekend, apart from... Well, actually, none of them are in it.
No,
in the
all
trailer.
I saw then was a man in a motorbike with a sidecar with a dog in it.
But as you know, there's nothing funnier than that.
No, so
that will entice people to watch the film with all the big stars in it.
Is that dog actually in the film or is he just being used in the trailer?
Oh, he is in the film.
Oh,
all right.
Good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I hate it when they put, you know, all the best bits in the trailer and they don't get to see much in the film.
Well, like I said, it's not just the people who are at Big Weekend, like the stars and the audience. Obviously, there's some people that were doing other stuff as well. And there was a bloke taking his dog in a sidecar that weekend, so we filmed it. So it'll be on the Scott Mills Facebook. If you keep checking back, just search my name on Facebook and you can see our little teaser for the Radio 1 movie. We're going back to Carlisle to do a premiere, proper movie-like, next week. And it's going to be Wednesday night at 7 p.m. And you will be able to watch it happening on the Radio 1 website.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
There is a lot of love on my Facebook right now for the dog in the sidecar, whose name is Harley. He is amazing, but can I just stress, this film isn't just about the dog in the sidecar. There's, like, big stars in it as well. Like, all the people that are on a big weekend.
Are they in sidecars as well?
No. I mean, the dog does feature quite a bit.
Lady Gaga in a sidecar would have been amazing.
That would probably be her next thing, with her cheeks flapping in the wind.
That's what's getting the most love on the text. Don't do that again.
Sorry.
It sounded really bad.
Sorry about that.
Like you were eating something really loudly.
I'm very sorry.
Stop
I won't do
it.
That again. But that's what it sounded like with her cheeks flapping in the wind. Yeah. If she was in the sidecar. Enjoy the sidecar. Go to the Scott Mills Facebook, please, and have a look at our trailer for the Radio 1 movie. It's not exactly representative of what's going to be in it, but it will entice people to watch it.
Lure them in.
But it's going to lure them in, and that's a fact.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hiya, Dan.
How are we doing, Scott?
I'm all right. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad.
Where are you right now?
We're in the Trafford Centre in Manchester.
Are you by any chance heading to BBC Radio 1 Extra Live tonight?
We are.
You sound very excited.
Very excited. We're just looking forward to seeing it.
I think what's happened here is, like, where are you now, Trafford Centre?
Yeah.
So, like, you're saving your excitement for when Rhetory 2 comes on that stage later, aren't you?
Yeah, pretty excited, yeah.
Who are you with?
My girlfriend, Claire Mason.
Hi, Claire Mason.
Hi, Claire Mason.
Hello?
Hello, Claire Mason.
Hiya.
Are you excited about One Extra Live tonight?
I'm really excited, yeah.
Who do you want to see most of all?
Labyrinth, I think.
Labyrinth, yeah?
Yeah.
Will you shout, Labyrinth, come in, at the beginning, because he loves that?
I'm in the middle of the traffic centre.
Yeah.
Oh, no, not now, at the
not
start
now.
Of the gig.
Not now. No, when he comes
that'll
on stage,
random.
That'd be really weird. Labyrinth, come in, what are you doing? Listen, have a wicked time tonight, all right?
Thank you.
Love you, bye. The Scott Mills Daily. Pretty much the last few months, toiling endlessly on this Radio 1 movie. Working so hard. And now I'm hearing that Becky is thinking about blowing out the premiere, which is next week.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on?
I've been asked to judge a sausage competition.
Would you really actually blow out the most important thing that's happened on this show since the Edinburgh Festival for that?
Yes, because I like sausages.
We all like sausages,
how
Becky.
How often do
it's
you
a question
get...
of...
Well, how often do you get asked to judge a sausage competition?
Not often.
It's my first time, so I'm naturally excited. But
no, I really want you to be at the premiere in Carlisle next week.
I've said...
It's important.
I'm really sorry. It's our premiere in Carlisle. If you have any more sausage... Does this sound too keen? If you have any more sausage comps that need judging, just let me know and I'll be straight there. What? You're so right. I love food.
Who are these people? Who are they? Trying to take you away for some sausage
does
judging?
Does that sound too desperate?
Yes.
I might rephrase that bit.
Where would the sausage competition be?
London.
Right, no, that's not happening.
I'd have to choose which was best, Lincolnshire or Hertfordshire.
Well, no. I need you there next week. The one that didn't speak would be very disappointed also.
Will you have sausages?
I'll get some for you.
Okay.
That's no problem. You could always do it remotely.
What? On a webcam? You can't judge sausages on a webcam, that's ill-advised.
Do it on Skype. That is very, actually, that maybe not the best idea. Anyway, you're coming to Carlisle, end of. I hope you've told them that. It's a no. The Scott Mills Daily. You'll be pleased to know that my TV show is back on BBC Three tonight. Well, I say it's my show, I like to think of it like that.
Your show, well, your film, your show.
I know. It's Mongrels, which is a big hit on BBC Three. Now, if you've not seen the show... It follows the lives of five animals who live in East London, around the back of a pub. And one of the stars of the show, Marion, is here right now.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Scott. Hello. Welcome.
How are you doing?
I am overwhelmed to be here tonight. This afternoon, I listen to your show sometimes.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's very special to be here inside Radio 4.
Radio 1.
Yeah. Oh, all right.
Now, if you've not seen the show, you are a cat, Marion.
I am, yes. I live in a bin around the back of a pub. And, that's it, really. I sort of went wrong early on in life, and that's where I ended up. But still, it's a fun show.
How did it go wrong?
Well, I don't know if you've ever had an owner, Scott, but I did, and she threw me out.
Right.
And then the next one threw me out, and then so on and so forth.
Sure.
It's, you know, yeah, it's bad, it's bad.
Sounds pretty tough.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, the show Mongrels is on tonight on BBC Three. It's been on for a few weeks now.
Certainly has.
It's a show with puppets.
Yes.
But it's not for children.
Oh, no.
Despite it being... having puppets in it, Marion, it's not, is it?
Yes, it's very much like a sweary Dark Crystal. It's a sort of more adult-themed show. It's only 10:30, so if children are up, to be honest, their parents have given up on them, and they can watch it. But really, if you are a good parent, do not let your child watch this programme. Unless they are in the BBC Three demographic. So they count as a child, but they can take a little bit of adult content.
Good, okay. Thanks for doing that, because I would have to do that as normal.
No, exactly. There is strong language from the very beginning.
And some strobe lighting.
And... Yeah. It's very 80s. Like a Giorgio Romoda video.
I appreciate you doing the disclaimer, because then I would have had to do all that, cool.
Well.
I've got a cat to do it instead. Now, the show has obviously got a lot of fans now, so it's been on two series. Are you starting to get recognised in the street, or...?
I'm a talking cat, so I stand out quite a lot when I am out and about doing my shopping. Well, I say shopping, looking in bins.
Mm.
But no, I think I keep it real. I keep it down to earth. I'm very much the Charlotte Church of living in a bin.
Right, good. And how are the other characters? How's Nelson since I last saw him? He's a fox, by the way.
Yeah, he's a fox. He is a diva. That is what he is. Yeah. He has changed. Mm. You know, last night he was outside the children's BAFTA trying to attract the attention of, you know, Dick and Dom. It was pathetic.
How embarrassing.
Pathetic. He was anyone who is famous, even you.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he heard Sarah Cox was on the show, but and then when she, you know,
that was last week.
Yeah, no, he was very. He would have been here otherwise.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Last time I was on the show, Nelson was banging my head against a desk repeatedly, which was a career highlight for me.
Yeah.
Actually, you can see that clip now on the Radio 1 website. We've put it back up there so you can have a look at me getting completely owned by Nelson the Fox.
And you do your own stunts, which is amazing.
Do you know what I do?
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't expect me to be able to hit my head that hard against the desk, but it was all me, that.
Yeah, it was real method stuff.
Yeah. So, 10:30 tonight on BBC Three.
10:30 on BBC Three.
Is it the last one tonight?
Oh. Well, no, I don't think so. Oh. Unless it goes really badly and then they'll cancel us. I don't think that'll happen. No, I think you get a couple more after this one.
Okay, good. I thought it was the last one of the series.
No, not unless, you know, all those children listen and watch and then complain to their parents.
No, it won't be cancelled. It's far too popular.
Thank you for that.
The thing is, right, we can't really go into any detail about what actually happens on the show.
We cannot.
Tonight.
No.
I mean,
there's a monkey in it.
There's a monkey in it.
Yeah, you are in it.
I'm in it. And there's some wine.
And there's some wine, yes. And one of the atomic kittens. I'm not going to tell you which one.
Oh, exciting.
Oh, yeah.
See, that'll make you want to watch. Is it going to be Kerry Katona? Is it going to be Liz? Is it going to be...
Yeah, well, you've pretty much...
Jenny Fox?
Yeah, you said which one it's going to be now.
I'm sorry.
I didn't say yes to the first two. It's the other one. Yeah, right.
Is it Jenny Frost or Liz?
Oh, yeah, there are four. No, it is Natasha Hamilton. Yes?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about Natasha Hamilton.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she was in it too, wasn't she?
Yeah. And do you know what? She is more willing to do work than Jerry Springer. Ginger Spice. What am I talking about?
Jerry Halliwell.
Jerry Halliwell, that is the one.
You just got those two mixed up.
Yeah, I get angry when I see them. So, anyway. Right. She's very good in it.
Good, okay. Well, it's on tonight. We'll have a chat more in a minute, if that's all right, Marianne.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Wait there. The Scott Mills Daily. At the moment, you join me as I'm talking live on air to a cat, a puppet cat called Marianne. Yeah, a lot of people think sounds a little bit like Gino DeCampo.
I don't... Oh, I'm
sorry
insulted.
About that. No.
Oh, I have a cookbook out. So,
do you?
Yeah.
I like it that you've now taken to wearing the Radio 1 headphones as well.
I'm dope. I'm laying it down the tracks and right, all good. That business. Yeah.
So I think I'm in the episode twice tonight. Is that end scene staying in? The one where I...
Yes.
Is that in?
Yes, the one we can't talk about still, yeah.
Still can't talk about
still
it.
Still can't talk about it. Yeah, it's a moving... Ladies and gentlemen, you really should tune in tonight. Mm. Not only to save my career, but also to watch a beautiful bit of acting. It really is wonderful work from Scott. And now you're working in pictures, you are. You know, you really are, you know, the Justin Timberlake of your generation. Now.
Really?
Yeah.
Thank you, I think.
Yeah.
Thank you. And we're actually making a movie at the moment.
Yes, this is what I was referring to. Yes.
It's premiering next week in Carlisle, if you want to come down with your mates.
Carlisle.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what?
Do you know where Carlisle is?
I do. Yeah, that's why I'm not going.
It's very nice. We went there for the big weekend.
Yeah, but, you know...
So did Lady Gaga.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Would you prefer to judge the sausage competition that I was asked to do and now can't make?
Yeah, Lincolnshire. Yeah. I've done it already. I'm a bit of, you know, a bit close-minded about that sort of thing. But Lincolnshire, it's a good sausage.
Do you think you could find maybe a space for Becky in the next series? Is there going to be another series? Have they told you yet?
No, they haven't told us yet. Yeah. I mean, my fingers are crossed. Of course, we have space for Becky in the show. I mean, facial recognition may be a bit low down there. Is there a more famous producer we could get on? I don't know. But voice work is always, you know, it's always good. There might be a rabbit or something in the next series we could do.
Who else have you had on? I know you had Jeff Brazier.
Jeff Brazier, yeah. We've had all the stars. Lembit Opik.
Yes.
Clive Anderson.
Yes.
Danny Dyer. He was the first person we asked, and he said yes.
Wow.
And Zoe Ball, of course. She was on. Yeah, she was very lovely.
So it really is a stellar lineup.
It is a stellar lineup. Some of the members of Hollyoaks cast, apparently, were on the last series.
Were they?
No, yeah.
Did you not, when you were filming with them, did you recognise them?
Well, I mean, they were the members. Yeah, because they had their names on the dressing room, so I just assumed that was them. They were the only people, you know, who didn't, you know, who actually looked like puppets.
So, I mean, looking ahead to the next series, yes. Who would you most, you know, famous-wise, like to work with on the show, like to act with, like you did with me? Yeah. Maybe we should up it a bit, you know?
Exactly, yeah. I would like to try Dappy from a... You know,
N-Dubs,
that's right, yes, N-Dubs.
I think he'd be actually very good with you.
Yeah, I think so. He's got that little gonky face, hasn't he? That's, he looks like a little troll from the 1970s with a hat on. I would also like James Morrison.
James, why do you like him so much?
Because I admire his chutzpah in just using someone else's name, like a more famous... Jim Morrison, that's a famous name. You couldn't call yourself, you know, Jonathan Cash, could you?
No.
It's just not allowed. Okay. Anyway, him and Jesse James. Yeah.
Jesse J.
J. Oh, right. Then no.
Well, we're all very excited to see my part in the show tonight. I've not actually seen it yet.
Oh, it is amazing. It redefines acting.
Is it blink and you miss it?
Well, I mean, no. Shut your eyes very hard and hopefully you will miss it. But, you know, it's like the Saw ride. No, it's good. It's really very... you're better than Lembitopic. I will thank you this much. In every single way.
Thank you so much. Yeah. I really will take that as a compliment, Marion.
Good.
Thank you.
That's lucky.
Well, thanks very much for coming in today to see
my
us.
My pleasure.
We obviously have done a video of this. We're not streaming it live, you'll be pleased to hear.
Oh, good. I
know that your people demanded that.
No,
you,
exactly.
No, you did.
Yeah. And then, like, a bit of CGI afterwards.
Yeah.
You know, made me look blue and tall.
But we are trying to get a video up of this at some point, so mm-hmm. you'll be able to see mm-hmm. me talking to a puppet cat with headphones on. Just another day in the office.
Yeah.
And it's BBC Three tonight at 10:30. For Mongrels. Thank you very much, Marion.
Thank you very much, Scott.
Send my love to the others.
I will do.
The Scott Mills Daily.
A lot of love on the Radio 1 text tonight for Marion the cat from Mongrels. A lot. Little gonky face laughing my actual head off. That's from Dave on the text. I work nights in A&E and often put Mongrels on in the waiting room. But you do have to be careful. You really do. It's on tonight at 10:30. Thanks to Marianne for coming in. It's 5:32 with Scott Mills. Now, do you remember, before I went away, I was talking about a guy called Young Lion, who was on BBC Radio 1 Extra on Friday morning. And when he gets excited, he makes a certain noise.
Young Lion is in the building. OK, let's go in.
Here we go.
Oh, fizzy. Oh, Young Lion, we are going in.
This is just from one of his shows.
Wow. We take out the bass, cause when we bring it back,
go on, Lion.
Oh,
etc.
Lion. Oh.
Now I sometimes forget that we're on like national radio, and it has become apparent that Young Lion has heard me doing impressions of him, and. Well, I'll tell you more about this in a minute, but listen to this.
Listen to what some boy's trying.
He just called me some boy.
Listen to what some boy's trying.
I don't think he's happy. At all. Is he?
No.
Is he all right?
If you play with a lion, then...
Yeah, you're going to get hurt. Mm. That's right.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Now, I was talking about Young Lion from BBC Radio 1 Extra before I went away, and that noise he makes when he gets a bit excited about his tunes that he's playing. He's very enthusiastic.
Mm.
Now, it appears that while I've been away, there's been a bit of beef. Listen to this from his show on BBC Radio 1 Extra on Friday morning.
Somebody's been trying to is the word imitate?
Yeah.
Imitate. Young Lion over the past 2 weeks. They can't do it.
Yep, imitate, that is a word.
He's laughing at you.
He is laughing at me. And I like it how he does talk about himself in the third person. I love people that do that. Scott Mills loves people that do that.
All right, this is the real lion. Oh! Listen to what some boy's trying. We take out the bass, because when we bring it back, here's some boy again.
And when we bring it back...
We will get to that in a while, trust me.
Oh, no, this isn't good, is it?
To be fair, I thought your impression was quite good, but when you hear it next to the real lion...
It's not as good, is it?
It's rubbish.
Yeah.
Listen to what some boy's trying.
And he called me some boy twice, which is a bit, like, condescending.
That's
Oh, no, it's good.
I thought you wanted to be.
No, no, I think he's just saying it in a, I don't know, slightly derogatory way.
I tried to think if he thought he was as good as the Young Lion.
Beat them sadly.
Start it, Records.
Beat them sadly.
Imagine 4 o'clock in the daytime and I'm hearing somebody do this. And I'm hearing somebody do this.
And when we bring it back.
Lordy, lordy, lord. Scott Mills, what were you trying, brother?
I'm sorry. Should I apologise fully on air to him now?
Anyway, this is Scott Mills. He's on a Monday to Friday, right? 4 p.m. On the show, we normally, you know, gives jokes and all of those things. But he picked the wrong guy this time.
Oh, no. Oh, what do you mean? No, I don't like confrontation. This is not good.
But he picked the wrong guy this time.
Sorry, Lion. I give jokes and things. We need to put that on the, you know, on the DAB,
yeah,
where it scrolls along.
It's,
I think it says Scott entertains the nation at the moment. I think gives jokes and things would be better.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Now, I've brought this to his attention, Young Lion and One Extra. Do you think he's still making that noise? Because, like, you'd think maybe he might stop, because I don't think he realised he was doing it before, but now we've talked about the noise. Do you think he's still doing it?
I don't know.
He is.
Is he?
Yeah. How many do you think there were in his show this week, Friday morning on BBC Radio 1
Extra? Oh, we'd have toned it down a bit. I'm going to say 6.
Let's find out.
It has started. It's the Dance on Mixer with Young Lion in the building. Let's go in.
Still doing it.
Lion is in the building.
God.
The dance I'll make sure I run extra. Don't get no better than this.
It's one show, this is.
It's jobless from me. I'm out of here.
Can I just point out, that wasn't the music he was playing at the time. There were 13 in one show, which I think is slightly less than last time. But if you said 13, then give yourself 10 Scott Mills points.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
I don't know if you know this, but we are making a Radio 1 movie. Have I mentioned this? I think I have. And it's going to be next Wednesday night. You'll be able to watch it on the Radio 1 website. And the premiere is in Carlisle at the same time. Now, obviously, we're going to be in Carlisle next Wednesday for the big showbiz premiere. Is there a red carpet?
Oh, there can be.
Okay, yeah,
we need to sort that out.
Yeah. And if you want to see a teaser of the movie, you can see it now on the Scott Mills Facebook. If you search my name on Facebook, at the moment, you don't see any of the stars of the big weekend or anything, or anyone else, any of our listeners from the film, but you will see a dog and a motorbike and a sidecar, and that's to entice people to watch the film, because there isn't anything funnier than that. So go to the Scott Mills Facebook and you'll see the dog in a sidecar, and that is the kind of teaser for our movie. Now, obviously, I'm the director. I've decided that. I'm going to put it on a badge as well before the end of the week.
Do you want one of those chairs?
I would. Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Are they like fishing chairs, but you just put director on? They are, aren't they?
I'll get you one with a cup holder.
Yes.
Yes?
Yes,
now
please.
Now we're talking.
Oh, yeah. Now, obviously, all films have credits, long credits normally at the end.
Mm.
So, I mean, let's just talk about what you want to be, because I'm director quite near the top.
Okay. Well, if I
don't know. Hang on. Does the director go last?
The director's last.
Yeah, yeah.
Almost at the end, yeah.
Okay. What do you want to be?
I've had a look. And I think I'd work best as either gang boss or greens.
Greens?
Yeah.
What's that?
You don't know what either of these are, do you?
I don't know.
Well, greens is the person responsible for, like, getting all the green stuff, like plants, grass, trees, flowers, other various landscaping materials.
I've never seen that on a film credit.
Have you Have you ever sat there and watched film credits?
Yeah.
No, you haven't.
I have.
If you have, you've been watching the funny outtake bits. You haven't sat there and watched all the names.
I have, because I'm fascinated by the names.
Okay, who was the director of photography in Home Alone 2?
Oh, I don't know their names. I just like, I don't know their actual names. I just like their titles, like Best Boy and Key Grip.
Do you know what either of those two do?
Not a clue.
Who would you like to be your best boy in this film? Who do you think? Who gets that title? Because you're the director, you have to choose that.
Let me bring me a selection and I I'm just fascinated by the titles that they have, and that's why I do sometimes watch all of the credits.
Have you seen a gang boss on a film before? That's the person in charge of all the construction crew.
Oh, right.
Making sure everything gets built proper and that.
Never heard of either of those.
What about the breakdown artist?
What's that?
I might quite like the idea of this, especially backstage at Big Weekend. It's to make the new clothing appear dirty, faded and worn.
I never knew any of this.
You see, I had to have a go at this on Ollie Mears's trousers.
Oh, did
they
you?
Were a bit crisp.
Were they?
Just crinkled up the bottoms a bit and then they didn't look so box fresh.
Yeah. Very tight as well, as always.
Oh, I didn't get... Yeah.
Well, that's part of your job. It's tough, isn't it?
No, there's no title for that. Cable puller? No.
Now, obviously, we do need some people on the credits. The people who are in it, the stars, and also our listeners who have filmed themselves, they'll be in the credits. The people who have helped us with stuff like animation and miming, they'll be on the credits. But let me know, please, if you would like to be on the credits of our film. Because I want them to be, like, long and really fast. You know, in, like, American shows where they're like, and you can't even see it.
Mm.
So maybe if you do want to be the gaffer, let me know. You can text me on 81199 or you can email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Obviously, you will need to work a bit for this. And the main thing is that we need people to know about this film and that they can watch it on the website next Wednesday. So maybe if you're up for plastering it all over your Facebook page and sending it to all your friends, or maybe even over your face as a tattoo.
Temporary tattoo.
A henna tattoo, which will obviously come off eventually. Then let me know how you can spread the word about this movie. It's going to be next Wednesday at 7 p.m. on the Radio 1 website. And we're going to be in Carlisle as well for the premiere. So 81199, email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Let me know how you can spread the word or how you're going to work a little bit to be on the credits of this film. And you might be on them.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Indy's been on. She wants to be tea maker on the credits for the Radio 1 movie. I think you have to kind of big yourself up a little bit more than that. What would it be? Head of tea?
Oh,
head
beverage.
Of beverages.
Yeah.
That's
beverage executive.
Indy says that she is thinking about making a T-shirt and wearing it just to promote the film. All good?
That's good. Did you see Ben off Rochester's been on?
What's he saying?
Chief pie maker.
Oh,
if we've already got a chief pie maker, he'll happily be pie maker colon second in command.
Yeah, normally it would be second pie maker, wouldn't it, on the credits.
But he's going to do the advertising by making pies and then putting the little letters on the pies in the pastry, you know? Like on those lush pies.
Oh, I've just seen his text. So he says, epic win to putting little pastry letters on top of a pie. Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Who's that?
It's Callum Honeybun.
Callum, don't laugh.
What? No, I think that would be brilliant for the film.
Callum Honeybun.
Yep.
How are you, sweet cheeks?
I'm pretty good, you?
Yeah, I'm right. Whereabouts are you?
I'm currently in Taunton, Somerset.
Oh, yeah.
I'm there.
Good
part
of the world,
are you, though?
Yeah, I'm pretty certain I am.
Yeah. You want to be in the credits, do you?
Yeah, well, because of my surname, I'm kind of a big deal. People know me, so...
Well, I have to say, my mum lives in Taunton, and she's never talked about you before. But she might be keeping it to herself.
Yeah, I expect she is. I mean, it's not really something you want to boast about, is it?
It is a, it is a great name, Callum Honeybun. It is.
Thank you very much.
You deserve to be on the credits. How are you going to work for this? Are you going to put it on your Facebook or what?
You know what? It'll go on my Facebook, the Twitter. It'll go left, right and centre. I'll run around with leaflets, the lot.
Stick it in the Gazette?
I'll put it in the Gazette.
Yeah.
My parents run a business, so I'll make sure they advertise it as well.
This is all good. Wednesday, 7 p.m, that's the premiere on the Radio 1 website. Tell
you
everybody.
Know what? It's done.
In whatever way you can, Callum Honeybun.
I will.
Quite hard to say your name a lot of times without it sounding really silly.
Tell me about it. I've tried it many a time.
Oh,
do you just
you.
Sit there in your room going, honey bun?
No, but people seem to call me by doing that. Yeah, so.
Yeah. Okay, good. Well, thanks very much, Callum.
Thank you very much as well.
And it's good to know that you're so keen on being in the credits to the movie.
I'm well up for it.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.